Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Big Halloween show planned for Jones and Keith on Friday.
Looking forward to it, as always.
Wiggy, I'm sure, will be costume shaming per usual.
Yeah, he did that pretty significantly last year. You tried. He crushed you for your Rocket Man thing.
I tried. Now, in fairness,
you bought batteries that were used batteries.
The dollar store batteries that we purchased as a Jones family. That probably didn't work out so hot.
Yeah, that's a classic get what you pay for. Batteries. You got to pay for the real. If you haven't heard of the brand, then it's probably not going to work.
I don't want to do that. I got to be honest. I don't want to do that.
I understand, but you're going to end up buying more of them.
Most of the things that we need in my home that are battery powered are for Lucas. And so it's like, true, whatever. If it runs out, honestly, win for us.
Yeah, actually,
so
good.
Honestly, I don't really care about dollar store batteries. But in the case of my Halloween costume, it backfired spectacular.
I know. Raleigh Fingers, 2-time Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year, is going to be tough to top for me, but I'll do
gonna
my
be,
best.
Going to be a difficult one. We do have a plan, so stay tuned on Friday. I'm not sure the Patriots have a plan for the trade deadline.
I think they do. They started it yesterday.
I hope they do.
They did.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If you're asking me to guess, are they going to be adding between now and the deadline? My guess would be yeah.
Yeah.
But
deadline's Tuesday, so you have this. You have, you know, this whole weekend, and then Monday, Tuesday, you better get going.
They
added a couple of picks.
I don't love in general that they're subtracting, but I also don't really care who they subtracted. So I have trouble squaring that one away. I just think as a contender, and I think they are a contender, as we established yesterday, you're dealing off depth. And like we've already seen Kyle Duggar need to play because they've had injuries at safety because they're so poor and depleted at safety. We've already seen Kyle Duggar start 4 games.
But they added John Saunders Jr.
They did.
Off the Miami practice
squad. That
was
a good claim off the Dolphins practice squad.
But no, they could use a better safety because Duggar really wasn't factoring in anyway. It looked like he was going to get cut in camp. He didn't. They cut Peppers. And now Duggar and Peppers are reunited in Pittsburgh. Well, so
here's where I stand. Here's where I stand on this. And the Patriots are eating most of the Duggar salary. The 2 years are gone beyond this year. So really, he's going to be a free agent. And they're paying the money they would have paid anyways to get a 6th-round pick, which is really a pick swap. They're not just getting that. They're dealing off a 7th to get a 6th. Same thing with Keon White. If they add to their safety room, and if they add a pass rusher, then I'll look at it and go, okay, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, and I know these guys were inactive last week, but if injuries happen, and they already have that safety, and they could at edge rusher, Harold Landry's been hurt in the past. Kalavon Chaisson, we'll see. So they don't have a lot of depth at either position. And I don't think contending teams should be subtracting. So right now it's an incomplete picture, but grading it today, I think I'd rather have the depth than the pick swap that gives you nothing.
No, I'm not all that excited about the pick swap. I wonder if they're just trying to maximize the picks that they have and then use those in trades, right? And so between now and Tuesday, they know how many 6th-round picks or whatever that they want to use over the next couple of years. And they say, you know what? We have a better chance of getting player X with these 2 picks than we would have with Duggar or White. There's not a lot of player for player trades anyway in the NFL. It's a lot of player for picks. So now you just added more picks, or you at least moved up in a couple rounds. So that's fine. But yeah, add some more guys. Because you know, in a weird way, these two, especially like Keon White, the way things are headed, it was almost like a big name cut. You know what I mean? Like he really was not a factor at all. He got passed by, as did Duggar on the depth chart, by, in the case of Duggar, guys that we didn't think were going to pass him by. If you told me, you know, Harold Landry greater than White, I'd say fine. Chaisson, that was a surprise to me, but he started day one of camp, looked good, and never really looked back. And we'd heard so much about, oh, well, like what Vrabel wants to run, and at the time Terrell Williams, like what they want to run is different than, you know, a guy like Keon White. You're like, all right, I guess there's a lot of truth to that. And now they're just gone. But I'm with you. It's the same way I felt about like the Peppers cut. It's like, yeah, all right, he might not have been the best player in the world, but you're not the best team in the world. Like, you're playing well. At the time of the Peppers trade, we didn't really know they were going to be 6-2. But yeah, they're oddly not in a spot to lose talent, but it hasn't backfired on them yet. I mean, Peppers and Bourne are two good examples of guys that have been okay on other teams, veteran guys. But clearly, they're looking at getting rid of a lot of players from the previous teams. Like, the more new blood, the merrier is how they view it.
Well, but even look at their drafts recently. And look, I agree. Keon White, I didn't love and I didn't think needed to play. ESPN gave it a poor grade. Think of that what you will. But they gave the Pats a C- for that. They gave the Niners an A-. So grading the trades, they think the Niners got the better of you in that trade.
You think either one of these guys...
The Duggar trade was more 50-50.
You think either one of these guys are going to be really good for their new team?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think either one's a good player.
Yeah.
So, again, if you need to get some bodies on the field, though, in the case of injury, and what's a six-round pick doing for me? Do I think that six-round pick is going to be a good player? No.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the chances of it aren't
I don't think
super
so.
Great.
Maybe you hit on Kayshawn Booty. Mm-hmm. Maybe once in a blue moon, once in a lifetime, you hit on Brady in the sixth round.
Yeah, I understand
it can be valuable.
No, but that also isn't
what's
helping.
What's the odds of that?
It's not helping the 2025 team. So even
if you
love picks and you want the most picks ever, it's not helping the 2025 team. So I'm hoping they can still look to add that. I wonder, and this we pointed out about Peppers at the time, is did Duggar, and maybe even more so Keon White, the season unfolds, they're like, I don't really love where I am, but I'm going to try to win the job back. I don't win the job back. We're getting halfway through the season. And now, you know what? Maybe I'm not super committed to this anymore. And rather than like, oh, come on, bud, like stay with it, they're like, just see ya.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need anybody in the locker room that's not going to be full go with the
team.
Well,
and so far that's not dragging them down. They're 6-2, but
this is the time to do it.
That could invite a problem. I agree with you on that. So they might not be done. And again, it's an incomplete snapshot. If they end up making a move at the deadline, I'll feel differently.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
But right now, I'd rather have roster players than sixth-round picks, which are really pick swaps where you're moving up half a round.
I get it.
Honestly, I'd rather have that sitting here today. But if they make moves, and maybe they will, if they do, I might feel differently. Sitting here today is how I feel about it. But the 2020 draft, Duggar is now gone. the only remaining players from 2020, and this is 5 years ago, rosters turn over a lot in the NFL. Anfernee Jennings is still here, for now.
Yeah, I mean, you barely notice him.
That's another
He's
guy.
He's been hanging on by a thread the last few years.
He got passed over by Ponder last week. So that's another guy who I could see them trading if they could get a late pick swap for him. But he's here for now. When he was on the roster, that's a 2020 draft pick. And so that's a starter for you. It's a good player. Mm-hmm. 2021, the only two players remaining from that draft, Barmore and Stevenson. Barmore's
good.
Disciplined a handful of times.
But he's been a good player. Stevenson, again, we've talked a lot about him this year, the highs and the lows.
The only player from 2022 is a guy they just extended, and we're going to talk about coming up, Marcus Jones.
Nice player.
That's it, though.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a real bad draft. No, but
Strange, okay. Thornton, Jack Jones, Pierre Strong, Bailey Zappe, Kevin Harris, Sam Roberts, who I think you're going to play this week, now with Atlanta, Chasen Hines, and Andrew Stuber. That was your draft.
All right.
They're all gone. You still have Marcus Jones.
So the reason this one, and I know people always get on their high horses because they're like, what are you, a draft expert? Yes. Matter of fact, I am. But 2022 was the year that in real time, you were like, this is an awful draft. And it was.
Yeah.
Because not only
the
was...
The Rams laughed at you for Cole Strange.
Correct.
We all made fun of the Tyquan Thornton pick.
You drafted a guard from Chattanooga in the first round. So even if he ended up being a good player, which he didn't, you would have been like, all right, did you have to take him there? Because that was the other thing about it. Not only did you draft all bad players, with the exception of Marcus Jones, if you remember, they all went way earlier than all the projections. And not just Mel Kiper's, but like to your point, the LA Rams were like, we thought we could get that guy in the third round. They took him in the first. Tyquan Thornton was not expected to be a top 50 pick. He goes 50. Jack Jones obviously had some off-field stuff, and they took him at 4. Pierre Strong, remember him, the running back? That was a fourth-round pick. That was also Zappi's year. Kevin Harris, the other running back.
Once you get like, to the late-round guys,
you're throwing
less.
Darts. You're throwing darts. But I would say the first 2 days, you were like, this is a horrible draft. And it was.
And I think we said it in real time. Yeah.
Yep.
The 2023 draft, they have Gonzo, Mapu, and then I guess this speaks to the value of the sixth-round picks.
Yeah.
Booty, Behringer, Pop Douglas are all on the team.
You know what's funny? That was the year they had 4 sixth-round picks. 4 sixth-round picks. And what, 3 of them are still on the team?
Yeah. I mean, now one's a punter.
And one's a punter who just shanked on 15 yards.
Punt. Yeah. The other is Pop Douglas, who we would have cut a couple of weeks ago, but is now making a few plays here and there. Booty's good. That's a legitimate one.
I would say just the way the draft is, and they had a lot of picks that year, but if you're like, you have Christian Gonzalez and Kayshon Booty from that draft.
No, you feel pretty good about that.
It's a win.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Last year's draft, what's staggering is you technically have 3 players from last year's draft.
Oh, you don't.
Marcellus Dial is on IR.
Yeah, no thanks.
Caden Wallace, I guess, is still on the roster, though if you ask me that, I might not have known. And then Drake May. Everybody else from last year's draft is already gone.
I mean, the Jalen Polk one is what stands out. I mean, you don't usually see a guy picked 37th last as long or as little as he did with a team. But you got Drake May, so you'd be like, all right, it's the Drake May draft, so whatever. Unfortunately, you had nothing else to pair with him from there. But, yeah, I mean, at the very least, you could say the last Belichick draft greater than the first Elliott Wolf draft, because the only thing Elliott Wolf hit was the quarterback, which also wasn't even a choice.
That's totally fair.
It was given to you.
That's totally fair, but he still whiffed on the Keon White pick.
Oh, 100%.
Keon White is gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, but that draft is definitely better than the Elliott Wolf draft. I'll give Bill that.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. What'd you think of those trades yesterday? And you expect the Patriots to make an actual addition instead of subtraction? I don't think a contending team should be subtracting and worrying about 6-round picks a year from now. But so far, that's what they've done. You can discuss. Plus, the numbers from Marcus Jones are in on his contract extension. We didn't have those yesterday. We have thoughts on that. And who else could be up for a contract extension around here? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.